In a major escalation of the US-Iran conflict, the Pentagon has confirmed it was behind an airstrike that killed the head of Iran's elite Quds force. Major General Qasem Soleimani was killed alongside senior members of the Iraqi paramilitary. It comes at a tense time between Tehran and Washington. There have been days of violent protests at the US embassy in Baghdad over deadly US airstrikes targeting Iranian-backed militias. For the latest, I spoke to the ABC's Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey.
We've had a convoy of vehicles, two vehicles, that have picked up one of the most significant figures in the Middle East, Qasem Soleimani, from Baghdad Airport. And the vehicles were struck by guided missiles launched from a US helicopter just outside the terminal building in Baghdad. The lead vehicle has been destroyed and Qasem Soleimani has been killed along with one of the most senior Shia military commanders in Iraq. The action was directed by US President Donald Trump, ordered by him, and it will have massive implications in the Middle East today and in the coming days, I think.
Yeah, so you mentioned that those targets obviously are very important. Exactly why? What's the significance of those men? Why were they chosen?
Well, the main target of the helicopter attack was Qasem Soleimani. He is Iran's most significant military commander. He directs Iran's overseas military operations in places like Syria and Yemen. He's responsible, really, for protecting Bashar al-Assad in Syria. And one of the reasons why Assad is still in power, really. Something like the missile strike on the Saudi oil fields, which was Iran was responsible for that, couldn't have happened without Qasem Soleimani's involvement.
Mm. And how has the US justified this attack so far? How have they explained it?
Well, the Pentagon has said that Soleimani was killed because he was planning attacks on US diplomats and US missions overseas, and that those attacks were imminent. Over the last couple of days, we've had big protests outside the US embassy in Baghdad by Shia militia, not by the sort of mainstream Sunni population in Iraq, but by the Iranian-supported militias. Soleimani would have had a major role in planning those protests and also deciding how far they should go, whether the protesters should actually try and attack the embassy. Obviously, that they pulled back from trying to break into the embassy or take hostages or anything like that. We now will see over the next few days whether the protesters, the Shia militias in Iran, who've now lost one of their senior commanders and the most important Iranian general, will be so restrained. It's going to be an extremely interesting time, to say the least.
It seems like there might be a certain irony in the US justification being that this strike was to prevent violence, when this is likely to provoke a lot of retaliation.
Yeah, I think retaliation is inevitable. It might not be immediate, but you know, we've seen Iran's capability. Those precision missile strikes on the Saudi oil fields show just how effective Iran's missile capability is. You can fire missiles across hundreds of kilometers and hit something with pinpoint accuracy. If Iran wanted to, it could target American ships in the Gulf, Saudi oil facilities, and of course, Israel. The potential for this to explode into something much bigger is extremely high. And I noticed that this morning Israel has closed its Mount Hermon ski resort, which is right on the border between Lebanon, Syria and Israel. So they don't want people anywhere near the border today.
Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey.